Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh. In this audio, we will discuss poetry. So poetry is something which we have read since school days. But as a basic definition, what is a poem? A poem can be called a genre of literature. Just as we have drama, which is also a genre of literature. Just as we have prose or novel, which is also a genre of literature. Similarly, poem or poetry is also a genre of literature. So as a definition, poem can be said to be a work of art, which is written in verse, which may have rhyme, it may not have rhyme, it may be just written in blank verse, or it may be a combination of both, blank verse as well as rhyme. After that, a poem is distinguished from prose. How? Prose is generally written in ordinary or day-to-day language. Generally, it is free from verse or free from rhyme. Poetry, on the other hand, is written in verse and usually has rhyme, rhythm, rhyme, and the emotional content of a poem is expressed through a variety of techniques, from direct description to symbolism, including the use of metaphor and simile. Now, after that, what are the sub-varieties or sub-genres of poetry? For instance, sonnet. Sonnet, sabne suna hua hai. We all know what sonnet is, a poem of 14 lines. What is a ode? What is a elegy? What is a ballad? So, from an exam point of view, what you should know is how poetry is distinguished from prose. Second, what are the sub-varieties of poetry or sub-genres of poetry? For example, what is an epic? What is a ballad? What is elegy? What is mock epic? What is ode? And as I explained, what is a sonnet? Along with that, you should know some figures of speech, important figures of speech or poetic devices, such as alliteration, metaphor, personification. And with respect to figures of speech or poetic devices, I have already made a video on how to tackle poetry. In that, I have explained everything, all the major or important figures of speech or poetic devices. Now, after the sub-genres or sub-varieties of poem, after the figures of speech, then we have stanza or types of stanzas. Then we also have something called rhyme, feminine rhyme, masculine rhyme, internal rhyme, end rhyme. So, from an exam point of view, all of these four things are important. Whether it be sub-varieties or sub-genres of poem, whether it be figures of speech or poetic devices, or whether it be type of stanzas, or whether it be rhyme or type of rhymes. Because exam mein in sab pe sawal aa sakta hai.